Well, everybody belongs at the table at Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe. We are on location today. We are so excited that you are joining us today. We are at Catholic Charities of Oregon in the Germaine's Kitchen and Cafe. Chef John, thank you so much for the invitation.
Yeah, it's so great to bring you out our way today.
Oh, well, it's wonderful. You gave us a great tour. What a wonderful facility that
Thank you. You
have put together here for your students. And it's just a wonderful, I just think, a blessing to the community to be able to provide the services that you are doing. So thank you so very much for the invitation.
Absolutely. Looking forward to sharing some of the holiday with you.
Well, it is a time of Thanksgiving, Chef. Last time you were in, we talked about how the fact that, well, Thanksgiving is about food and family.
Absolutely.
It makes it one of the best.
Yeah.
So you cooked us a turkey. You're going to help us carve it today. But first, remind our listeners, how did you get this bird out of the oven?
So this got cooked. It starts off at a higher temperature, and then we drop it down, cook it low and slow at about 320 degrees. This small bird took about 2 hours to do. It was cooked in a nice hotel pan with some vegetables underneath. So it looked really great cooking. The seasoning was wonderful, rubbed with some oil and herbs and spices, and then just brought it out of the pan, let it rest for a while, let those juices redistribute, as we talked about on the radio, and then now it's ready for carving and presentation.
Now, do you ever put anything in the bottom of your pan, like a broth, to help keep it steamy, or you just right on
the... So there was carrots, onions, and celery, known as mirepoix, on the bottom, and a little bit of chicken stock to help keep some moisture in there. And then a little bit of butter, and I use that to baste as it's cooking.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you ever, I've seen different chefs go in, like maybe even under the skin with some herbs or spices, or do you just let it get right on the top?
This one I just did on the top. I've done the compound butters that you nestle in underneath the skin, and it works really great. So again, it just depends on how you plan for your outcome in the very beginning.
And then do you put anything inside?
So a lot of times I'll stuff the inside with fruits and vegetables. So oranges, apples, herbs, spices, celery, onions, clove of garlic, and things like that. Just stuff it with that and then let it do its magic.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we're going to carve right on into this one. You got it out of the pan. That's always kind of the first step, is being able to get it out of the
right.
pan. You've managed to do this. And now you say there is a way that you're going to be able to carve this up so that way when you bring it to your Thanksgiving table, well, it looks fabulous.
Yeah. So a lot of times, I know my dad used to carve at the table and he would go, what do you want, white meat or dark meat?
Exactly.
And he would carve that little bit off for my sister or my mom or myself. And then it just looked like a battered turkey for a while. So what I like to do when I started doing this, my sister does an annual Thanksgiving now, and I'm sort of a chief carver. And so I thought, you know what, we could have a big long table and we want to be able to pass it down instead of just going, what would you like? So we make it and we present it on a platter ready to go, and they can pick their light meat or dark meat, and it works great.
Well, you got a platter here.
Yeah.
So let's get into this bird.
So the first thing I like to do is just separate those parts out. So the legs and thighs are the dark meat, wings and breasts are your lighter meat. So again, I'm just going to sort of separate off the legs. And again, I should just be able to break it off of its joint. It's just a little ball and socket joint, and it separates off really nice. So there's a leg and a thigh from one side. And again, I'll just pop it down so the bone comes right out, and we can see the bone here. And I'm just going to make sure I get as much meat as I possibly can.
I got to tell you already, the smell of this bird is phenomenal.
Thank you.
Already, I am so excited for Thanksgiving now.
The wings, again, are just going to be presented on their own. This was the part that went to my sister. So it's really nice. And I just sort of, again, I just keep them off. And they sort of go on towards the end. They're the last things to go on. So again, a lot of these are just sort of ball and socket joints. And once you get them separated out, they work great. And so I think a lot of people really are interested in turkey breasts. So it's sitting on the rib cage here, and there's what they call a keel bone. And it's right up in the middle there. So I'm going to carve on one side of the keel bone and go down along the ribs and then do the same thing on the other side. So right along the keel bone, all the way down to the ribs. And then now I'm just gonna slowly, just using like the tip of the knife here, carve along the rib cage. So, and again, I went on the front here, here's the wishbone. So again, okay. Sort of the fun part for the kids that you give it out to. So that's on one side of the keel bone. Now I'm gonna go down the other side. And again, just the exact same thing, but on the opposite side. So that's one beautiful lobe of the turkey breast. And then I'm gonna work on to getting the other side off. Again, just working with the tip of the knife to carve it.
Now your knife that you're using, this chef knife, relatively sharp. I mean,
incredibly sharp.
You gotta use it. And that's better than really a dullard knife. You wanna make sure you've got very sharp knives that you're working with.
Right, and that's something that I always talk with the students about. It's so much safer to have a sharp knife. Right.
Okay.
So then here we have everything all ready to go. And at this point, it's just sort of, now we're gonna just cut it for portions. And again, I sort of like that thicker cut on the turkey breast. And you know, it just looks nice on a plate. And then the next day, of course, turkey sandwiches.
Oh, absolutely.
The leftovers, I think, is something that, you know, we all take pride in and really enjoy for the following day. So again, we're just gonna carve this up, just nice little slices, and then we're gonna present it on our board over here.
So you're just going straight down through that breast.
Correct.
And every piece gets a little bit of skin, and of course that beautiful white meat right along with it.
Yep, and then I'm gonna use my knife, just like a spatula. I'm gonna go right underneath it, and I'm gonna present it right upon here. So let me move this so we can sort of see.
Okay.
What's going on. I'm gonna now carve the other side of the breast. And again, just doing the same thing. Again, like you said, and I think a lot of people really enjoy the skin, you know, a nice crispy part of the skin.
Absolutely, yeah.
Don't you? Yeah. So again, we're gonna just carve it really nicely. Again, I try to make the pieces even, and it just helps with presentation. And again, we talked about this the other day on the radio, is that, you know, people eat with their eyes.
Sure.
You know, so again, we're gonna just present this really nice. So at this point, I'm gonna actually separate the leg and the thigh.
Okay.
So the leg goes on there sort of whole. And here I'm gonna just take out the thigh bone. So it's really right in the middle, and you can just sort of open it up and you can see it, and it just sort of pulls right out.
Wow.
Like so. So again, now we have dark meat that we can, again, slice it as well. So people that are getting dark meat don't feel cheated. Like, how come the light meat people get beautiful look? So again,
here's your thigh.
There's one side. We'll separate this out again. Again, we'll just open this up, find that thigh bone in there, which was connected to the leg bone.
And that's the only bone that's gonna be in the thigh.
So that is correct.
In the center. So now you've got a boneless.
Boneless thigh meat, correct. So again, now the beautiful thing is all of this meat is completely boneless. Nobody's gotta worry about that. You don't have to carve around it. All your bones here can be used for still making a nice stock if you would like. So now we have.
And then you just leave the legs whole.
Leave the legs whole. I leave the wings whole.
And look at that.
And that's how I send it off to the table.
Now I've got to say, looking at what you've done, and it just took a few minutes.
Right.
Which is incredible, because I always feel like that's the big chore, is to get all of the meat off of a carcass when
right.
you're done with the meal. And you've displayed it there. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
That would look wonderful on any table. Now, we love that. But now, what do you like to do with what's left over, that carcass?
So I would probably pay a little attention to it. And, you know, if there was any meat left, you know, which there probably is, you know, you can go along and pick off any meat here. There's some meat that's probably underneath. There's the wishbone. It's probably too soft. Oh, it's too soft.
Tucson. I think I was going to win
you
that
You were
one.
Winning that one, that's for sure. So again, we're going to pick as much meat off as we can.
Okay.
We can make soup out of it. We can do wraps. We can do sandwiches.
How do you do a
all
real
sorts
easy
of things.
Soup? Like, will you cook, like, if you wanted to make a nice, hearty turkey noodle soup afterwards, would you put that in your pot?
I would put this in with some, you know, carrots, onions, and celery, the bones, some water, and let it cook for maybe 2 hours. Strain it out. Again, pull off any meat that we have, like what we're doing here, and use that to go back in there, and you'd have wonderful soup. You can add noodles to it, or whatever you would like.
Fantastic. Well, nothing goes to waste, and I think that's so important, Chef John. I appreciate your time. Now, you are getting ready for a week of kind of Thanksgiving service. Kind of remind our listeners about kind of the food services that you put together and what you're making them special for Thanksgiving this year.
So all of our different meal sites are getting a meal similar. They're all getting roast turkey. They're going to be getting mashed potatoes, cornbread stuffing, fresh vegetables. We're doing pickled cranberries for them this year. And of course, a really comfortable, delicious gravy. So that's going to go out to about 500 different recipients for the week of Thanksgiving.
Oh, fantastic. And about how many turkeys is that going to take to get all
We have food? 18 turkeys. Yeah.
18 turkeys.
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, fortunately, Catholic Charities here of Oregon have set you up in a beautiful kitchen, so it is great that you are going to be able to do this. Chef John, thank you so much for your time today. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.